Composition, the rule of thirds, and the golden ratio. How do we know what looks good in a picture or design and why? Written by Christopher Boswell, read by the artist. No one is an artist unless he carries his picture in his head before painting it and is sure of his method and composition. Claude Monet. The rule of thirds. It is interesting and curious how we evolved into deciding what we like to look at. Color, form, lines, contrast, shape, and intensity are some of the variables involved. Can you talk about what it is you like about the way a view of something appears to you? It can be on the internet with text and images arranged just so, or on the TV program you have going in the background right now. It's defined on the art you choose to hang on your walls, and maybe most importantly, on the faces of those you love most. Today, there are only two established rules I desire to talk about: the rule of thirds and the golden mean or ratio. Composition is like a suspension bridge. Each line adds strength and takes none away, a quote by Robert Henry. The image shown above is my newest of the nation's capital in Washington, D.C. at sunrise. I have placed a grid over it, illustrating the nine sections representing the rule of thirds. The rule asks us to place the important elements into the grid in thirds. Although I've never heard anyone say or teach this, I believe the rule of thirds originated because people were all looking at each other. Notice the rule of thirds grid here placed over Courtney's beautiful face. I pay a lot of attention to composition in my art, and I will often shift myself or change a pose according to the golden triangle rule of photography composition, a quote by Sasha Puvarava. Can you see each spot where the lines intersect? There is something of interest to look at in each one. This is no accident in this portrait, and neither is it inside our brains as it calculates and decides what is pleasing behind our cornea before hitting the retina. I believe this is how we decided where the points of interest should be in anything we are looking at. Her eyes fall into the grid that cover the top third of the frame. Then look at how her mouth falls into the lower horizontal line and the edges of her lips just almost touch the vertical lines representing the thirds. If you refer back now to the first image I posted about no rules, you can see what I was illustrating there. The subject of interest is directly in the center of the frame. This is a rule. It should not be done like that in theory, but it works in this example. The center of interest is so strong, the rule does not apply. Our eye does not care what surrounds that little message in this case. Knowing how to use these rules or break them is what makes the difference between a casual photographer or illustrator and a professional who can attract high earnings. The golden ratio. My father taught me to paint when I was young with watercolors, and so I learned at a very young age the essential elements of the value of light and composition. Matthew Modine. The golden ratio, also referred to as the golden mean, can be explained with math. That's where my brain says we are out. But I'll try just for a minute. Wikipedia says, in mathematics, two quantities are in the golden ratio if their ratio is the same as the ratio of their sum to the larger of the two quantities. The figure on the right illustrates the geometric relationship. Let me explain it this way. No math. Our eyes like to look at S curves and C curves. Can you see the C curve in the golden ratio graphic placed above my Cape Elizabeth lighthouse photo? Can you see how the sun is positioned right on the line in the left side of the image? The curved lines lead right down to another interesting part of the image, the lightkeeper's house. The main subject of interest, the lighthouse, is placed on the vertical line. To me, the lines indicate where my eye will naturally go in the image. It's like a roadmap for my vision. When done correctly, the viewer is mesmerized, almost unable to look away. The eye seems trapped inside the image, following lines in and around and around. As an adult, after years of making graphics and images and earning an associate's degree in graphic design, I still can't spell associates without a spell checker. But what I found out was I know these principles somehow intuitively, likely from my fascination as a boy with Mad Magazine and all advertising graphics. I would visit the local grocery stores and dig in the trash, pulling out discarded point-of-purchase promo materials. To my mother's dismay, I dragged these items home, making interior design improvements in my room. At one time, I had found the mascot for General Mills Food, the Green Giant, as a life-size prop that stood on its own. Of course, I had to bring it home, placing it against the wall at the foot of my bed. Many times I woke up halfway in the night and was scared out of my wits, unable to move, thinking someone was in my room. I finally had to say goodbye to Jolly. Some cameras have a grid function that allows you to turn on one or both of these layover graphics. In that way, you can see them superimposed over your composition in the viewfinder. I have my thirds grid turned on all the time and refer to it as I scan over a scene while photographing. Far more thought and care go into the composition of any prominent ad in a newspaper or magazine than go into the writing of their features and editorials. Marshall McLuhan. All right. Feels like time to fly. I hope you found some value in this article. If you did, please follow the links below for more of my recent work. Maybe another will resonate. Cheers, Christopher. Christopher Boswell, 2019, all rights reserved. When Christopher isn't writing from wherever, he can be found traveling or capturing photographs somewhere in the United States. He may be generating graphic design, building a website, processing images or video, flying his unmanned aerial vehicle, wrangling dogs, or backpacking and kayaking. He lives in Tacoma, Washington. We invite you to learn more about Christopher at realwindowcreative.com.